once again to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner speaking to you on the 9th of August, 2005. The mess continues, but the camaraderie of working together is coming into place. Very, very interesting how things are developing on the website. On the second hour, I will have Darren Weeks with me, who redesigned the website some years ago. Darren Weeks will be with me in the second hour. We'll have Joan Vion on the first hour. Dennis is on a rampage, an absolute rampage, connecting dots to Local Agenda 21 on the website AmericanExpose.com. Fantastic information for today's interview, as well as Bush, Gorbachev, Schultz, Soviet education, connecting all these dots and full coverage of the United Nations to UN officials accused of kickbacks and bribes from Reuters. Ex-UN officer pleads guilty to bribes. UN presses UN action against Iran. The beat goes on, people. The beat goes on. It's only our responsibility to make a difference, to pressure our representatives, state, federal, local, into understanding what a big part of this system is that we're a part of. It's just amazing how we have been duped for so many years. We were born into a lie. Tomorrow we'll have Honza Molina back with us, Czechoslovakian defector, who I cannot keep off the air. I just can't do it. My conscience tells me to continue to bring Honza on because of his concerns over what is my concern as well. On Thursday we'll have Ernie O'Neill, who is a gifted man of 50 years of knowledge to the big picture in place. He will be on with us on Thursday. Friday, we will have Norm Davis with us, Take Back Kentucky. So quite an agenda today and this week. Not the agenda, but quite an agenda. And certainly there is much going on in Vinh City, Vietnam, Local Agenda 21, Local Agenda 21 Italy, Local Agenda 21 Red Communist China, Local Agenda 21 or LA 21 Ireland, LA 21 Austria, ECLE in Europe, LA 21. So just as a matter of fact, just a few of the results of a search for LA 21, Local Agenda 21. And this is in a Yahoo search that netted 552,000 results. A similar search of LA 21 netted 268,000 results. And what does Dennis say? It's in your backyard. What does Tim say? It's in your front yard. And this is the point in the problem, listeners. It's the biggest kept secret of the well-kept secret of the world, this Agenda 21. And we're going to have Joan Vion with us on the other side of the commercial pause and connecting certain dots she talks about in her global straitjacket. The World Economic Forum is a not-for-profit foundation that acts as a bridge builder between business and government. Since 1971, it has brought together 1,000 corporate chief executive officers from around the world with the key leaders of the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and the World Health Organization, along with leading scientists and world leaders, for a week of workshops, discussions, and networking that has one of its purposes, the strengthening of one world global agenda. And connecting all these dots becomes easier and easier with people doing the right work and research. Working together is the key to all this, and it's finally happening for me and the broadcast that I've been doing for 9 years. We'll be back to continue with the show. Stay with us. Joan Vion, coming up.
I cried for my country, for the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are up forming.
Pokerface.com is the website. That's the group Pokerface. Pokerface.com. Support them as they understand the big picture in place. Joan Vion, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, Chris Gerner, thank you very much, and I really apologize that I got my dates mixed up.
Well, it worked out well for me.
Good.
Got you on for 2 hours, and I know your time is valuable, and certainly I rushed along yesterday. I thought today, I would let you kind of steer where you want to go for the listeners, if you want to. If you have anything in mind that you think they ought to hear about, certainly the global tax has been talked about for a good decade and more than that, I'm sure. But it's just amazing how Dennis has come together with all these LA 21 directions that anyone can search for if they have a computer. So why is Agenda 21 the biggest secret in the world still?
Well, that's a really good question, and it's very interesting because I did that same search not that long ago and was absolutely flabbergasted at all of the quote-unquote local Agenda 21. And in fact, when I first started trying to understand what was going on, I basically ended up interviewing Jeb Brugman, who is the Secretary General of ICELI.
Of what?
ICELI.
Okay.
Okay, ICELI is the...
Yeah, we call it ICLI.
ICLI, yeah. Yeah, I mean, ICLI. ICLI, that's right.
I don't know, is that right?
I think ICLI is more better than ICELI. I just keep forgetting how to pronounce it. It is ICLI.
Uh-huh.
And I interviewed him in 1997 in Rio de Janeiro regarding sustainable development. And one of the questions that I was very interested to know was, how come the world never discovered sustainable development before this time?
Good question.
Oh, well, you know, gosh, I don't know, but we have now. And I said, so then I talked to him a bit, and in fact, if people want to buy that interview, I do have it available. And I asked him about sustainable development, and I said, would you define sustainable development? Now, Chris, this knocked me off my chair, and I still use it. I've written about it in Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. And what he said was, we have the socialist agenda for development, and we have the capitalist agenda for development, and what we're doing is we're just learning how to put it together, and that sustainable development is a merger between socialism and capitalism model for development. Right?
Does that work for you?
It blew my mind. It blew my mind. And you see, the big thing that really blew my mind when I started covering these meetings, first of all, I just sort of fell into it. And the more I started reading their documents are written in some kind of code language. It's occultic, almost. Only they know the definitions to the words they're using.
Interesting, for sure.
And it took me 2.5 years, actually, I think two years for sure. Maybe it was 2.5, but it took me at least 2 years of reading their documents before my head came out of a bowl of Jell-O as I tried to discern what they meant and what the agenda was. And part of the problem for me trying to figure it out is, as an American, I did not know what socialism was. I did not know, other than the name, communism or Marxism. And recently I wrote an economic newsletter that talks about capitalism. These are all isms. Okay?
Right.
See, capitalism, when you take away honesty and integrity, you end up with communism, complete control. And that's really what's happening in the corporate world, is that they are turning into their own little mini monsters, and they're going after everybody and everything. And they have been given literally license to do that through our federal government that has opened the doors. And it was, unfortunately, for people who love President Reagan, and I thought he was a great president at the time, but the more I learned, the more I realized that I was also taken to the fairy tale, level.
Uh-huh.
But it was Reagan who, in his tax acts, he passed, when he got into office, TRA, Tax Reform Act, 81, 82, 83, 84, 86, and 87. And in doing so, what he did was he shifted the burden of tax. He gave everybody a tax deduction, if you'll recall. He reduced the tax code so that, quote-unquote, there would be more spending for everybody to stimulate the economy.
Well,
at that time, the super rich had a tax bracket of 80%, and corporations had a pretty healthy tax bracket over 60%. And when Reagan got done, their tax bracket was like 50 and 40%. And so he shifted. Where did the rest of that tax burden go? It went to you and I. Because they took away a lot of things that we used to be able to deduct. For example, one of the things that they took away was you could average your taxes over 3 to 4 years. You know, let's assume you got a big unexpected taxable chunk from something. You could average that over 3 or 4 years to get an average for your tax instead of paying the whole cotton picking thing in one lump sum. There were a lot of things that we no longer can take on our taxes that Uncle Sam gave us or he took away because, you know, he gave the benefits to the corporation. And so this handout to corporations has continued to the point whereby we now have corporations, as I wrote in both Prince Charles and United Nations Global Straitjacket, where corporations are now literally roaming the world as their own entity because they've been given that power. And now they are bailing out governments through public-private partnership. So sustainable development, let me just go back to sustainable development for a minute. Corporations are more than happy to implement sustainable development because at every turn, they benefit in a very large, major way. Just like we keep seeing with every tax law that government passes, the corporations get all kinds of tax breaks. And so now they're going to get major tax breaks for hydrogen fuel cells and developing alternative energy. Well, you know, what happens to you and I? You and I will pay the piper. So sustainable development is a very well-kept secret, but I have news for you. 2 years ago, my husband and I went to the Virginia Military Institute, and that is the home of General Patton. And is that my correct? Patton? Yeah, Patton.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he went to VMI, as well as George C. Marshall.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Well, they have this huge museum dedicated to George C. Marshall.
Oh, boy.
And they have the only thing that had been there for a long time is this bust of General Patton. Other than that, that's it, you know? General Patton is out of the door. You know, he didn't do much, right, you know? And George C. Marshall, administered the Marshall Fund.
The Marshall Plan.
The Marshall Plan, thank you.
Yeah.
The Marshall Plan, you know, and besides that, he was invited to the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, and he sat in a very favored box with close to family. You know, that is how welcomed whatever he did, which was treasonous, during after World War II. So I went there, and my point is that I went into their bookstore, and I ended up buying a book on earth sciences. Well, Chris, when you go through it, it is a textbook that uses Agenda 21 chapter for chapter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then recently I was in Europe. I went to the London School of Economics. I mean, and then I also was at Georgetown University. And between Georgetown University and the London School of Economics, they're both selling, from what I can tell, pretty much the same kind of books, which are all globalist, which are all one world government stuff. And again, your Earth Sciences Agenda 21 is, you know, the core curriculum. You know, sustainable development is major.
Hmm.
So, you know, our kids are being taught it in colleges and universities. And it's just most of average Americans haven't. I remember after I went to Cairo, I think it was just Cairo. Maybe I had gone to another meeting. But
what year was that?
1994.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was in 1994 or 1995. We had a guy, and I'd have to go back to my files, who is a quote-unquote constitutional attorney. And he works for, does Pat Robertson have like a legal firm that fights lawsuits for Christians?
I'm not sure.
Is it Pat Robertson or is it Jerry Falwell, one of them?
Uh-huh.
Has some kind of, you know, legal defense fund for Christians. Well, this guy's an expert in Chinese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the hour.
Okay, wonderful. Joan Vion can be reached at 301-371-0541. Purchase her book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket, 301-371-0541. We shall return. Back to American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner with Joan Vion. To purchase products like the Global Straitjacket, which everyone should have, and the Sustainable Prince, that's Prince Charles, 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. Joan, please continue.
Somebody called during the break. It is not Jay Sekulo. I will get this guy's name the next break if it's where I think it is. Anyway, I did this interview. I was speaking at the I went to my local Republican women's group for lunch. This guy was speaking. He is an attorney. He does work in Washington D.C. and I'm thinking it's Pat Robertson's legal defense group, whatever it's called. Well, anyway, so I get up and I start asking him about the United Nations, and the things that I heard, and he got mad at me. And he said, everybody knows there was a change in 1944 and the reason why they had to set up the United Nations. And he went on to explain the whole global infrastructure.
Mm.
And I was absolutely shocked, as were a number of my friends who were starting to understand truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I then, somebody had his resume, and I'm like, can I see his resume for a minute? You know, exactly who is this guy? Because I had talked to him a couple times about things that were going on in the schools, and, you know, he gave me advice. And found out that he was he was basically trained, maybe he wasn't a constitutional attorney, I'll have to check that out, but he was, I think he is, though. He was trained also, he was an expert in Chinese, and he was working with China. And handling different things as an attorney for China and helping them with business things.
Hmm.
And I'm like, this guy is no conservative. Not because he speaks Chinese, but because he understood world government. And there he is operating as if he's a conservative and that it's okay.
Hmm.
I mean, I was blown apart by this.
When he was talking about the transition in 1944, was he talking about the Bretton Woods Agreement? Or?
He was talking, as I have to get my notes, but he knew it all.
Uh-huh.
I was flabbergasted because these were things that were, if you will, hard to come by. As far as, I mean, I was just learning it. And yet, he knew far more than I did. You know, well, everybody knows that there was a change. Anyway, so we'll move on from there. But my point is that many of us, we do not know what communism is or socialism is. We have been literally left out in the dark regarding all of this. And it is really scary because unless I had gone to an international conference, I would have never understood what I was seeing and world government and what was happening in the world.
Well, this is the point.
Because it's not being explained to us on the media, and again, excuse me, that is why I started covering global meetings.
Well, and this is the point that I always seem to make all through the years of my broadcasting, that without Joan Vion, we would be in the dark about many directions. Nikki Rapana, the Anti-Communitarian League website, she feels the same way. Communitarianism, as far as I can see, emanated from you. The knowledge of communitarianism, that is.
Oh.
Apparently.
Well, I mean, it's in my book, Global Straits, that I spent a fair amount of time thinking about it. Yeah. Writing about it, explaining it, you know. Global Straitjacket, for anybody who does not have the book, and yes, I need the support because it's very costly to go to these meetings, Global Straitjacket will help you connect dots in ways that have not been connected yet. I mean, you know, you say, oh, I don't understand, it's too hard for me. Well, get Global Straitjacket. You may have to read it twice. You might have to read it three times. Because this is an agenda that is not easy. This is an agenda that is downright so evil.
Sinister.
That our brains don't think like theirs.
There's the point. It is a sinister direction to control everything we do, right down to the World Toilet Organization, listeners. And if you don't believe it, it's on our website. It's in the Agenda 21 section. And Sam and Trish found that at one time. I think it was worldtoilet.org, I think it was. And once you open this Pandora's box up about Agenda 21, then everybody starts to say, wow, gee, how come I didn't know about this? And then all of a sudden they start looking and searching and researching farther and farther, and all of a sudden they're just taken aback at how big and gigantic this is. Now, this ACLE, listeners, once again, is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And they say, by 1996, most local authorities in each country should have undertaken a consultative process with their populations and achieve a consensus on a local Agenda 21 for the community. And this is by 1996, listeners. That's a long time ago compared to where we are now in this biggest kept secret in the world, Agenda 21. We'll be back with Joan Vion. Stay with us. Keep in mind, Joan Vion has a latest speech, World Government, the Tragedy and Hope. That's World Government, the Tragedy and Hope. The tape will help you understand a world without borders, listeners, a world without borders, people, and the new global policy for the dollar and how the stock market has been put back into pre-1929 times. To order that tape, call 301-371-0541. 301-371-0541. Our borders, you know, there's a lot of complaints about quote-unquote illegal immigration coming into this country from south of us. And isn't that just by design and on purpose, Joan?
Yes, I found it. Okay, the guy's name is Mark Trubnik.
And somebody we've never heard of?
Mark Trubnik. He was working for the American Center for Law and Justice in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And this was 10/23/1997. And I had already attended 17 global meetings. And I talked to him about, just let me read my notes.
Yeah.
That I had attended 17 global meetings, that I'm seeing something, that there's a switch from the global, from the local to the global. I see that what is happening is from the global down, that there's molding into conferences with human rights, which came from government, which are not inalienable. Okay, I talked about the U.S. Constitution versus what I was seeing at the with the UN. And he said, yes, that you're preaching to the choir. That happened 40 years ago. What happened at 40 years ago at Oxford, Harvard, USC, is that it would be the global which would dictate. And I said to him, no, Mark, I considered myself smart, and I found I knew nothing, that there's this huge chasm between the global and the local, and that people don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his whole thing was no big deal, you know. We knew that the global, they were putting in place this whole global infrastructure. No big deal. You know, colleges have known that for 40 years. What's your problem, lady?
Yeah.
And that's when I went to I said to somebody, do you have his bio? And I said, because I said, I was talking to somebody at the, I'm like, this guy is a communist. And, or whatever I said, a globalist, I think. This guy is a globalist, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Somebody said, hey, I had to introduce him because I got there late. I said, do you have his bio? Yeah. So that's when I saw that he's an expert in Chinese, that he was a consultant to China for business deals and for contracts, besides whatever he was doing at the American Center for Law and Justice. You know, so let me, you've asked about CAFTA and NAFTA and illegal aliens. Let me just, for a minute, talk about value. You know, Agenda 21 says even you and I do not have value. Agenda 21 says you and I no longer have dominance over the earth, but the earth has dominance over us. And the fact that God created us in his image and he gave us a mind and a soul and a heart and a conscience has no meaning anymore. That you and I are equal to a dog or a cat or a flower or a flea or an amoeba or a fish or a snake. Well, that's not how I read it in my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have here? First of all, we have paganism. But let's just call it for what it is. It is Satanism. It is Satanism. And we are in the midst of the most major spiritual battle of all time. I'm not saying in the Garden of Eden they didn't have a major battle. And I'm not saying when Noah, the flood of Noah, that it wasn't a major spiritual warfare. And I'm not saying that when Jesus died on the cross it wasn't major spiritual warfare. But somehow we live in a society in which we have forgotten God. We no longer even memorize scripture or Bible verses that can hold us and help us and give us comfort, that can also help us deter the enemy and Satan. So we're no longer memorizing. We barely read the Bible. We have pastors in the pulpit that are pretty much like the amoeba I just described. They have absolutely no backbone, and they're afraid to stand for anything. We have 501c3 churches, and so they're not going to address what's really happening. Let's just, you know, I'll smile, okay? And on top of that, I mean, you, look, do you not think if I were the other side and I wanted to disarm the largest body of people that would oppose me, the Christians, do you not think that I would devise something to neutralize them? And you see, that's what I feel about the rapture. The rapture cult mentality has basically neutralize the largest body that would have opposed world government. Oh, we're going to be raptured. Well, why don't you try that on the Chinese Christians who went through the communist revolution?
Yes.
Or the Russian Christians, or the, is it 40 or 60 million Christians that were killed in the Ukraine so that overnight Russia could go from an agrarian society to a industrial power?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't we talk about these things? And we don't.
No.
Here we are, and I'll tell you what, Agenda 21 is so evil. If you go through Genesis 1 and you compare Agenda 21 to Genesis 1, it's nothing but death and destruction. Nothing but death and destruction. You and I have no value, so who cares if we go in and do a shock and awe in Iraq or wherever else we might do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the British did it to us in the War of 1812 when they invaded in Baltimore at Fort McHenry. They did a shock and awe. that's how the Star Spangled Banner was written.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, there's no value anymore to life. And when we can murder, what is the number now, 50 million babies in our country?
Mm.
That is, excuse my French on radio, a mm-hmm. hell of a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a huge sacrifice to see. I mean, you know, that's where it is. It's death and destruction and control. And that's exactly what Agenda 21 is. And I remember when I've interviewed Maurice Strong 5, 6, 7 times. And it's and this is in my book, Prince Charles. And so when I was starting to understand sustainable development, or trying to understand sustainable development, I was reading the Fourth Woman's Document in 1995 for the Fourth Woman's Conference held in Beijing. And it was very hard. And I found this one phrase called family dependency ratio.
There it is.
What's that? Family dependency ratio.
You're the only one.
And so I said, well, let me read this thing and let me figure out if I can come up with a definition. Well, it was pretty Orwellian. And I went to the first Gorbachev State of the World Forum in 1995. And there on a panel was Gorbachev and Maurice Strong and a bunch of other people. And Gorbachev had left the room, and I'm as tall as Maurice Strong. Well, Maurice might be 1 or 2 or 3 inches taller than me, but I'm 5 feet. I'm standing up, and I'm going, and my question was, Mr. Strong, I was reading the Fourth Woman's Document, and I came across the word family dependency ratio. There wasn't a definition. Can you tell me if this is correct? You have at 102 South Main Street, mom and dad and baby and grandparent. Mom and dad work and they produce. Baby and grandparent do not produce. If I understand correctly, you're going to come up with some kind of figure for how much every house produces through work, through volunteerism, whatever it may be, and then you're going to subtract how many assets, how many resources that house uses. Is that what we call family dependency ratio? Chris, I almost fell over when he said, you are absolutely correct and much more.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was at a conference a couple weeks ago, and I got to call this guy because he was doing a video, and he was really making fun of sustainable development. And he did a really good job. And in the midst of it, there is some environmental group that is going into people's homes and talking to them about what they do with all the Earth's resources, and then showing how they're wasting the Earth's resources. That's family dependency ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to some kind of boot camp in the middle of nowhere where they learn and they get retrained. And it's all a lot of fun, and they come back and they get a recheck, and oh, wow, you've really improved, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world in which it is scary to have your own brain. It is scary to stand and be an individual. And I think that it's about time that we do that. I mean, you know, there's a quote by Winston Churchill that says something to the effect, you know, if you won't stand when you have an opportunity, and you won't stand when it gets a little tough, and you won't stand when the odds are against you, then maybe you will stand when it comes to either living, going to prison.
Now, Joan, this is the point. Very prophetic. 1999, you wrote The Global Straitjacket.
Mm-hmm.
In here, listeners, it says, in 1994, the first summit of the Americas was held in Miami, Florida, with the presidents and prime ministers of the other 33 countries of the Western Hemisphere in attendance. Cuba was not a participant because it does not hold democratic elections. At that meeting, participants agreed, listeners, to form the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which would be completed by 2005. And here we are.
Well, it's not completely, well, for all intents and purposes, it probably is.
Unfortunately.
In place, and,
look at the arm twisting that went on to make that happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those people out of rotten hell for getting their arms twisted and allowing them to be coerced. I was just reading today in the Washington Post two jurors, one is an older lady and the other one's a gentleman, who are now very sad that they allowed Michael Jackson to be acquitted. And one of them called him that evil pedophile. All right? Well, guess what? It's a little late. You know? It is a little late.
Oh, boy.
It is a little late. We, in 1 Peter, Paul talks about, Peter talks about being a soldier. And you know what? You learn to fight your battles now at the local level with the mayor and the school board officials and county council. Because if you don't learn how to fight them with them, you ain't never going to stand up to anything bigger and more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get yourself off that couch. And I've got other words for that couch, but you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're damning yourself, you're damning your family, and you're damning your country. We have a major battle here, and we're too concerned about whatever to basically understand that when you have lost freedom, it is lost forever.
And it'll never come back.
It'll never come back.
Never come back. They're after the guns. They're after our way of life. They're indoctrinating our children. Been doing this for a long time, listeners, and it's very, very late. And Dennis has chronicled LA-21 to the greatest degree on the website, AmericanExpose.com. You'll learn about Eckley, and you'll learn about all this. And the fact of the matter is that Joan Vion's book, without Joan Vion, we'd be farther in the dark, I guarantee it. And 301-371-0541 is the number to get the United Nations Global Straitjacket, her latest speech. People, it's, I have a follower, a listener, formed his own website. He called it unattractive.com, I believe it is. It's on our website. And it's all about Agenda 21. This individual has come to his thinking about how serious this is. And there's other people out there that can do the same thing to start to get active in all this. Because, you know, the World Economic Forum is one thing. The Gorbachev Foundation, I'm sure there's Gorbachev Foundations, I remember, being set up in other parts of the globe as well. We have a caller. Let's see if we can take John in Florida. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi there, Chris.
Yes.
Hello, Joan.
Hello.
You're a woman that I admire. I tell you, I've been listening to you on many talk show programs for a few years now, and you're my kind of lady, I must say. I don't know if it was initially on a Chuck Harder or Alex Jones show, but, you know, you're such a refreshing voice, and I wish more people would pay attention to you. And I'm in agreement with a lot of the things that you say. I hate seeing the way things are going, but I'm a man that's now 60 years old, and back when I just turned 15 in the early 1960, somebody told me I should read Orwell's 1984. And I really wish I knew who it was that turned me on to that writing. It opened up my eyes such that a few years later in my high school social studies classes, I, in the early 60s there, did a term paper on communism and then a second year term paper on fascism. And, boy, I tell you, so many people are totally ignorant to, you know, the way the New World Order is evolving and what is happening, you know?
Now, Joan, he brings up a point now. Everybody's so ignorant because we're being persuaded and directed in different situations. But the leaders of all our countries are under mandates for a global government. Isn't that correct, Joan?
I think we can say that.
And so our reasoning for going to Iraq is not a sovereign reason, because the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund.
Right.
Which means we don't have our Treasury anymore. The IRS are the revenuers for the IMF. So aren't we going about a global dictate when we go over there?
That's a really good point. But the bottom line is it's U.S. soldiers.
Keep in mind, State Department Publication 7277, where Russia and The U.S. military will be reduced to 1 million troops each. They will be patrolling this country, according to that document. China has entered into the fray. We've built up communist China.
Yep.
The slave labor products that are built over there are coming back to America.
Yep.
Is there a merger between this country, Russia, and China?
Oh, absolutely. I truly believe that. I truly believe that that's what you're seeing. It's the Hegelian dialectic.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the listener and his
Can
comments.
You hold me?
Do you have a question?
Do you have a question for Joan, John?
I sure do. I hear some music coming.
Okay, let's have that question upon our return, and we'll continue with the broadcast. And wrap it up for Joan. Time does fly. Stay with us. Just a handbook of the New World Order. It's a call, the United Nations Global Straitjacket, 301-371-0541. That's the number to reach Joan Vion and her publications, 301-371-0541. John, you had a question for John.
Of sorts. Okay. Given the historical record that the human animal has a propensity to doing unbelievably violent and cruel things to one another, and that often we'll throw in on the fact of violence, there are people that are control freaks, we ultimately wind up with tyrannies in control of the lives of many of us, people who don't have the backbone to stand up, as Joan is saying, and it does have to begin locally, sometimes even domestically, you know. I've come to really see things as a battle between good and evil, as a lot of people will go to that spiritual plane, and Joan seems to have a certain amount of that when she talks about scriptures and stuff. Now, I don't want to sound like a complete nut, but I mean, I'm really wondering about the character of these people who sit in these rooms, or whether they're smoke-filled or not, and draw up these legislations that seem to be imposed upon the rest of us, because I'm beginning to think of them as another species of human. And sometimes I wonder about people like this guy, David Icke, I think is his name, who talks about the fact that an alien race has populated humans, and I don't really want to go in that direction because that sounds kind of strange.
That's a good question.
You know, something is happening that these people can sit up there in New York, as well as, let's remember, the UN is also headquartered in Vienna, Geneva, and I do believe somewhere also in Brussels.
Rio de Janeiro as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these people, I mean, I hate to say it, but maybe, you know, aliens have, like, you know, crossed the DNA barrier and have interbred with humans, and who knows, you know?
Thank you for your question, John. Let's give Joan the chance to answer that question. Go ahead, Joan.
Well, you know, it talks about that in Genesis, that there was a time when the sons of man married, the sons of God married the daughters of man. I don't want to say that we're living in days when that could happen, but you know what? Anything is possible anymore. Okay, I don't rule out anything. The thing that I do understand is that Satan started way before the Garden of Eden when he decided that he was better than God, and he took his angels and he went to Earth, and this is a battle, and God is allowing each one of us to determine how we will fight this battle of good and evil. We cannot fight it on our own. We need his help. With regard to these people, I would have to say that there has been a takeover. There has been a takeover of the hearts and minds of the people of the earth. And people who choose power and money over truth, integrity, and honesty have already told you what they are. Now, I have a question for John, and I have a question for everybody else. I get a lot of people who call me up and say, hey, I really admire what you're doing. Let me tell you what my question to you is. Have you supported me? Have you purchased my book? Have you given me a love offering? Do you pray for me? Words don't need diddly.
Most understandable, Joe.
Don't mean diddly. Trust me.
Having been there myself.
You know, actions speak louder than words. So, thank you, John. I'm not trying to put you down in any way, but you know what? It's about time that we call an ace, and a spade a spade. And, you know, I'm really happy that people think I'm doing great. I'm not doing great for them. I'm doing what God has asked me to do, and I am looking to be faithful to him, not only faithful to him, but to the Constitution of the United States of America. And if we cannot remain true by our acts and our deeds, then trust me, it's better that you be that plant or animal, because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do.
That number is 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. Thank you so much, Joan.
God bless you, Chris, for hanging in there, and I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're back. I look forward to the future with you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Joan Vion, listeners, stay tuned for Darren Weeks. Oh, boy, you're in for a treat now. Stay with us.